Zech Nishmas Avi Murray, after we saw Pinchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shane, Vas Yeshua Falk. Okay. Okay, so today, what we do with Hashem is, just a culmination of our Chazara. We'll speak and learning and just culminate the Chazara. And we should also mention the Patira of the Fiber Cohen, Zatzal, Baal Bari HaShulchan. And there was a big Talmud Chacham who was Nifta yesterday, Fiber Cohen. Where was the Kfura? Was where?
No, it's going to be, it's 2 p.m. today in the BMG. Then they're driving to our shul here in Flatbush.
Yeah. And then there's as well. Here, Fiver Cohen wrote the Bani Ashul Fund. And the classic Sefer, Svarm. And as I said, the Gavaz or Fiver Cohen is the Amelus Batara. Every detail in every, like my friend Rav Tzvi Goldberg said, every Sidri Tara, every Prima Godin, every Chavos Das, go through it very meticulously. It's just, it's not just
the common.
Yeah. To understand every clarity. There's a big Omel Batara, big, so Yehi Zichro Baruch.
Your father?
Yeah, my father grew up in East New York, and they were close proximity to the Fiver Cohen. Okay, so today we'll just chazer over everything, in a brief way. So the first sugya we discussed was a tzitzis Chovas Gavra or Chovas Talis. So Noah, what do you want to say about that? Yeah, Rabbi Tuvia.
It's a machlokas, and comes with a Gemara.
So if you hold, what's the simple pshat? If you hold the Chovas Talis, then what?
If you hold the Chovas Talis, then every beged was that's the Arba Kantos requires that require census. But if you hold the Gavra, then it's you mean when you wear the beged, you're required.
So what's the simple nafkamina?
Why your way to put on?
What's the simple nafkamina? What's the simple nafkamina? Yeah. What if you're keeping the tzitzis in the drawer?
Right.
Whereas you already bought new tzitzis. You had a problem with your old tzitzis. So your old tzitzis, now every once in a while, you get these pens, you get an ink leak. So that's not good. When the ink leaks, it's not good, and it can ruin a shirt, and sometimes the top, and it goes through the talus cotton, so you don't want to wear it anyway. You want to get a nice new, the Kozhikov has a tool called tshuva that we'll see it in a future packet, Bez Hashem, that part of the Hidur mitzvah of tzitzis is talus noya, that it should be a nice baget to put tzitzis on. Was he putting the mitzvah on that? Talis not. So then the question is, so is there an inyan to have a nice house? So therefore, of course, you're going to put a mezuzah on that house? So you should get a nice house. So we don't find such a thing. So that's the question we'll see in a future packet. How come? Talis not, yeah. What about bias not? Maybe you should be a hider to buy a nice house in a Spitz neighborhood. Because so this way it's a kiyum in mezuzah. But we don't find such a thing. Oh. So we'll see. Yeah. But so therefore the question is, if you're not wearing it, if you're not wearing tzitzis, just keeping it, in the drawer, so you still have to make sure there's kosher tzitzis on it. Or you say, I'm not wearing it, I got the new pair. I'm not wearing it anymore. So since I'm not wearing it anymore, So then I don't have to, put it on. So the simple shot is that if you hold it chovas gavra, it's only if you wear it. If you hold it chovas mana, then not. If you don't wear it. So we ask the kasha. Now, we normally assume it's chovas gavra. There are certain rishonim, like the Rav Yoh and the Bala Iter, that are machmir that it's a chovas mana. So he has the kasha. So how come I never saw anyone. You tell me if you've been. I've been around the block. I'm telling you, I've been around the block. I've been around the block, and I never saw somebody. I've seen a lot of things, but I haven't seen yet somebody wear put tzitzis on their tablecloth. Right? I've seen a lot of things. And the tablecloth is usually dalak kamfos. Right? So a tablecloth is dalak kamfos. So then, so how come? And the Rashi just reshined him that a machmir. That what? That it's a chovas kalis. So I'm very surprised that no one has this chumra yet, especially in the generation where it's an interesting generation we live in. Some people are, there's a whole chevra of people who are looking for chumras, and then there's a whole chevra of people who are looking for kulis. The interesting contrast in this generation. Each has to be looked into to see. So for those that are looking for chumras, I haven't seen anyone putting tzitzis on their tablecloth. Why not? Mati Kohen, Shlita.
There's a term for
only the satif, right? In other words, right, the Rishonim say the Sefer Iter, of course, in packet one, that it's only said by something that's only for Levisha. But if it's not only for Levisha, in other words, if you have a talis that you normally would wear, but now you decide you're not wearing it now, so it's not only for Levisha, so then everyone would agree you don't need. But the question is, what if you have an ink stain on it and now you're not planning to wear it anymore? Would that make it like a tablecloth?
It's still tan, like a rug.
I mean, the tablecloth is also.
Don't wear it.
No?
You don't wear it. It doesn't get the shame begging out of it. Stain begging. Being a tablecloth is never a begging. This was a begging that just happens to stain on it.
Right. So do we say that it's not all made for Levisha anymore?
Well,
maybe. Yeah, but I'm saying maybe one could say that, yeah, this is for Ferrari. If you're not planning to wear it anymore, would that, even the Mando Chovas Mana, you see, maybe Chovas Mana, what's the Bali to say? Why are you keeping it? Oh, there are people in the world who don't like to throw away things so quickly. Someone wrote a whole book about this, about people who can't throw things away.
Hoarders.
What was it called?
Hoarders. That's the name of the term. Hoarders.
Hoarders. Hoarders. But what's the name of the book? There's a whole book about that. It's not a Hebrew sefer. It's a book about the concept of people who can't throw things away. So there are people like that. They can't throw things away.
Once it's like a hole, you rip that you can't physically rip it.
Like, for example, by mezuzah, we have the halacha by mezuzah. What if I lock up the door? I'm not going to use it anymore for an entrance or an exit. Is it still chayiv in mezuzah? So we say it's still chayiv unless you what? Karatz petzimov. That what? You take away the door frame.
That's the same sort of thing. It's like meaning that just that the closed doorway doesn't mean it's not a doorway. So just because it's staying big, it doesn't mean it's not a doorway.
There has to be something that it's that I'm wondering if you. In other words, to what? I mean, we don't paskin like this. The shita anyway, Mika. I didn't. There are rishonim that do. But I'm just wondering whether, to what degree, would we say that it's no longer even a mandal rechovus. In other words, when does a beged become? That you once were wearing, but now you don't wear it anymore. Could we say even the man d'omer that it's chovas mana that it lost its?
Yeah, we said later on, like a woman's baguette, that the Rosh would say that it would be pater always because it's originally woman's baguette. It's the same thing. Since this was bad originally, it would be bad.
Yeah, so that's the question. What would you say? So would you say that sure the chasaba. I love the Ksuya Vida. I don't know.
Probably turns out it was manufactured originally.
Yeah, okay, something to think about. Well, Mika did. So what are the poskim that's chayshish for this sheet of the Baal Eter, right? The Rav Yah also? He also, but the Baal Eder says, quotes this opinion that you should be choshesh that and the Rav Yah also speaks about this. He says, Yesha Poskud, the Tzitzis Chovas Talis. Chovas Talis. And what do we say? The Marshal. What was the Marshal, Shita? When you put away your tzitzis, you check your tzitzis. Most people check the tzitzis before they put it on. He say, no, if I can't. After you're taking it off, now you wore it. So now it's going to be in the zekel for the next, 24 hours. So you should check it because maybe during davening, every time you have these chairs here, sometimes these chairs are hazards. Some of these chairs that they, your tzitzis could get caught, or your suit could get caught, and then you get a rip. All types of things can happen over davening. So the Marshal says you should check your tzitzis also when you're putting it away because of the sheath of chovas. And this is the real chovas. Because why? Because you're definitely planning to wear it. It's obed. You're planning to wear it tomorrow. You put it back in your talis dekel. meaning a rare tomorrow. So the Marshal says, so when you're putting it away now, check the tzitzis.
The other thing is, you have more time at night.
Yeah. Now, what's the din if you have many begadim? Scheinberg's atzal, so he was the, he had this hanhaga that no one else, I don't know if anyone else ever had such a hanhaga as Scheinberg's atzal. He was a big Tom Chacham, big guy, but he had this hanhaga of wearing many pairs of tzitzis. Oh, so one second. So, and he put tzitzis on every. It was a tremendous amount. It was like one of my friends, Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, his brother-in-law, his job was to put the tzitzis on Rav Scheinberg in the morning. In other words, he would take the like 80 talisim and he would put him on, you know, it wasn't a simple matter to have.
One shot.
I think it was one shot. The talis cottons, see. You have to put, What?
He wore a few tallest goggles also.
He wore.
Only tallest goggles.
Tallest cottons?
I think it was only tallest cotton because you used to see him. Very well broad shoulders.
Right, exactly.
Very broad
shoulders. Yeah, maybe tallest cotton. Okay, but I've seen it. I was there. I used to stay on the block. Remember? Rav Aaron, your classmate, Rabbi Bashnov, used to host him in the month of Nisan.
He was Mechutin. I mean, he was.
Rabbi
Scheinberg from NYU was his brother.
Will Scheinberg, the brother of Rav Chaim Peter Scheinberg, who was a Rebbe at MTA.
For only a month.
You were Rav Shmuel Scheinberg Shear?
For a month.
Okay. For a month. Shmuel Scheinberg was Rav Chaim Peches Scheinberg's brother who lived in Brooklyn and was Rebbe at MTA for 20-some years. I once had a Ferrari, wasn't there during that kufa, but once they invited him, he was invited to speak, and I said to him, Ferrari, you should go listen to the drasha. So he was, the Ferrari listened to me, and he listened to the drasha. Correct?
Yeah.
The annals of Jewish history. Yeah, so he put on many tzitzis. So the shayla is, is there a chovah to put tzitzis on every legged? Yeah, Rav Stebbins. So that's what the Or Chaim says. There are Rishonim that say that. The Or Chaim says that you only have to put it on, if it's Chovas Gavra, only one pair. You can be wearing 30, 50 tzitzis and only one pair. But we don't hold that way. We hold that even if it's a Chovas Gavra, every pair needs tzitzis. But the other Rishonim that say no, because look, halacha we passed the Mikra did it's a Chovas Gavra. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's a that you have to put on every pair, but you could say maybe that's not only the Mandom Rechovas Talos, but the Maisa we pass the Chovas Gavra and we still have that bit in Shulchan Aruch. So one of the things we talked about a lot was about blankets. That's the din of a blanket. You have to put tzitzis on. That's four corners, right? So do you have to put tzitzis on a blanket? So the Shulchan Aruch says not. So, what do we say? The simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is what? Yeah. It's a Megad Laila. So, Megad Laila, according to the Rush, is what? Is Pater even Bayom. So, that's the simple pshat. And the Chazanish said a Chiddush that it's only what? Continuous. But if you have a, there was, you don't wake up to the crack of dawn, you sleep into the daytime a little bit.
If you wake up and snooze your alarm,
it's what?
As you wake up and snooze your alarm, morning.
Yeah.
You go to later, but
yeah, sure. You still,
even though, like, you woke up,
even if you woke up technically, yeah, but you're still going back to sleep because that's a continuation. But if you would take a nap in the daytime, in addition, then you might say that what requires sitzis around the corner.
So taking a shower, snap.
So taking a shower.
Couch, really
good
Shabbos nap on
the couch. So, yeah, if you take a Shabbos nap and you use a thing, so then it's put it to the Chazanish, it might be a problem. Because it's a Begad Yom. So, what's the head to that you're using a Begad Yom and you're not putting tzitzis on? And the others say no, that. Even if you're wearing it not continuously, but if the beged is mostly a night beged, so even though you take an hour nap, but lemaisa what? Yeah, lemaisa is most of the time you're using this beged balayla.
What should we show you when you say people who have special plans for their couches? Would those be a problem?
So, what would be interesting is like people who have night shifts. There's some people who their job is, some nurses, you have to have male nurses, they have night shifts. So basically, their main sleep is in the day. So you go to sleep in the daytime. So you use it as, that would be a good chumrah. If you're a male nurse, and you go to sleep in the daytime, so maybe your blankets therefore should have sisters on it. Oh, you like that, Rabbi? It's a good word.
That's that. Very few, I doubt it. If this is even more complicated, because most nurses don't always have night shifts. They have some day shifts, they have night shifts. So it must, in other words, sometimes it's a Begad Yom and sometimes it's a Begad Laila.
Uh huh. That's a good point. In other words, she's saying that
the security guard always does extra shifts.
Oh, you're saying we're not security guards.
Sometimes they also don't always have the same shit.
Yeah.
There are people that have only night shifts. Almost every night. Sure, the security guard is 47 months, but always is there every single night.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so the Magen Avraham had a new chiddush to explain the what was it, Moshe Carroll?
Sure.
I can't hear you, Moshe.
From weather temperature to consider since it's bit sooner.
We'll talk about that. But what's the Magen, a different point in the Magen Avraham? I want to see.
The Seder?
No, not that one. What?
Derek Lucia.
Meaning?
Like it's not
there.
So,
is, what is it?
Sits on top.
He does that. Corners have to be at the bottom.
Halah. It's halah. Because he makes a chilek between Levisha and halah. That maybe tzitzis is only chayev on Levisha. But if you just halah, you just put it on your body. So then, even though by shatnas we say, that if your blanket has shatness, that's a problem. In other words, your blanket has to can't have shatness in it. You know, this is the famous story of the stipler. That the stipler went to meet his Chazanish's sister for a shidduch purpose. So he figured, and he had to travel on the train from wherever. So he figured, what he'll do is he'll stay up the whole night learning, and then he'll sleep on the train. And this way, he won't waste any time, because he knows he won't learn as well on the train. So may as well, you know, the stipler. When I first went to see the stipler, I was in Kerem Biavne, and the minute was to go to see the stipler. So and then we turned 18. Then we turned 18, so we had to go. To register for the American draft in the embassy in Tel Aviv. So I said, if we're already leaving yeshiva to go to Tel Aviv, so we'll stop in Bnei Brak, you know, to meet the stipler. It was on a Friday, so we had to go to. We went to the embassy. We registered. We went to the stipler, and they wanted to meet the stipler. So the stipler was up the whole night last night. He's sleeping there. You can't see him there. So we went Motzai Shabbos and we saw him. But I went with Dr. Joel Pleader. You know Dr. Joel Pleader? Anyone here from Baltimore? He's a famous OBG in Baltimore. And, you know, and, we turned 18 around the same time. So we went... We went to the embassy, so we went to the stipler also together. But the case with the stipler was, so he had this whole thing. He stayed up the whole night. But then he gets into the train, and he sees that there's upholstery on the seats of the train, and he was choshish that could be there was shatness in the upholstery. And you're not allowed to sit on shatness either, because maybe one... Nima will go on top of you. Yeah. So the stipler decided he can't sit on the train.
You
saw she short all upholstery. Yeah, I mean some upholstery that's that's made fashion. Of material.
Fashion.
I don't know. So he wouldn't sit. So mainly he stood the whole way on the train. So his whole nap didn't come to fruition. So then when he met her for the first time, he fell asleep on her because he was up the whole night. So that didn't make the greatest impression when you fell asleep on, right? That's the first you saw in a shidduch date. Don't fall asleep on the date. You know, that's a big yisod. You know, so he fell asleep. But the Chazon Ish told his sister, you should still marry him. Because he's the type of, So she married him. Lived happy ever after. That was the story. But so that's a din. There's a din of Levisha. There's a din halah that you can't have tzitzis on top of you. Right? Shatnas on top of you, or even on the bottom of you. If we're choshish, then maybe what you're gonna, it's gonna come on top. There's even a discussion in the poskim to use a curtain. Use a curtain for shatness because maybe it'll get cold and you're going to wrap yourself in the curtain.
Be long, right?
You're going to wrap yourself in the curtain. So, but the Magen Avraham says that that could be for Hilchas Tzitzis. It's not only Levisha, not Halal.
Even though it doesn't say Levisha, it says Yekar.
Well, it says Asher Tchasaba. But the Sifrei says, Asher Tchasaba prophesied. So the Magen Avraham says from there that it could be that Sadin, today we call Sadin a sheep, but there it was referring to like more what we would call a blanket. So he says that maybe there's a p'tur. So if you hold like that, then that would be another reason to pot there. Then we discussed the idea of what? Okay, well, there was another Magen Avraham we discussed about which type of begadim, that certain begadim are not kayev, people don't put tzitzis on. What? Hold on a second. Verse 20. Shulchan Aruch, Archaim Siman Yud. The second packet, Archaim Siman Yud. Yeah. Sudur. Sudur shenuchim latzaber. They put a scarf on your neck. It's potter. So the Magen Avraham says, she'ein ikir hanachas begadim elu hanas kisoy elu tashmish lutzra bot maus, because these begadim are not for kisoy, they're just to, like, they didn't have pockets in those days, so they would use some garment to just wrap the money in, so and then they put it on their body, so even though it's four corners, you wouldn't need. And then he says, what about so these Sudarim, they would have base kamfos samuch latzavar, or base kamfos samuch la'aretz. Nearly glomikri chutzus el habal hagin ala adam b'me hachom v'hakor. So he says that in some type of cloak that he was to bear. So he says, the Magen Avraham says an unbelievable thing, that in order to be called a ksus, it has to be something that you wear either to keep you warm or cold. And if you're only wearing it as a, you play a covered, then it's potter. What do you say to that? So that's why we raised the question, the tzitzis that we have today is the tzitzis we have today I mean, the Talis Gadol is not Mibnei HaChol V'HaKor. So that's why I made a comment several times in Shir that it could be there's more of a reason to put tzitzis on blankets than there is to put tzitzis on the Talis Gadol of today. Because blankets you really wear, especially, you know, like, you know, it's cold. People, someone just said they didn't get heat. Yeah. Rari says he didn't get heat. So he needs blankets. But the talis we wear today is not Mipnei HaChom V'HaKor, it's Mipnei HaKovet. So if you say like this Magen Avraham, it could be that that it wouldn't be chayiv in tzitzis. And then he said that the Daki Moshe asked his question. You can't tell Lisa Shalon, Shaino Hogan Claw, like let's say it's maybe they hold the tzitzis, you pturim. That's the Daki Moshe's kasha. I mean, it's not really the Magen Avraham who he's quoting. Who's quoting? The Beis Yosef. He's quoting the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef said these garments, either Menachem or Hor, and also they drag on the floor. So it might be, you know, get caught, get ruined. And then he says another.
Some of the belts, like, cuts the
thing. Yeah, that's just, yeah. It's okay. And then the Magen Avraham said another idea that it has to be something that you wear in the back and the front. So if you have four corners, they're all in the front, then it's not chayav in tzitzis.
Does that depend on how you wear the baggage or how the baggage is designed?
That's a good question, because Rabbi Aaron quotes out the Teimanim, and Mr. Sarlin also quotes, show me a picture of the Teimanim, they have everything in front. They don't wear the baggage palace garment.
But they don't have the posik either.
Yeah.
Or say, working on a very large scarf. You know what I'm saying? Not even like a talus, like I'm saying, meaning depending on how you wear.
Well, we pull our tzitzis up to the front, it's for its first snap. That'd be interesting. And when people have old hold their tzitzis for snap, it's out for a whole world stream in front.
Right.
Just remember.
Okay. But you know, there's also Yekis who wear Yekis also wear the talisim like that, where they hold the all four corners in the front.
Yeah.
If you look at there's some old timer Yekis that do that. I know of Stephen Longness, who's actually a Musmuf of YU in Munich. He wears his talis like that.
In Munich?
Yeah, he does. Well, he lives in Nuremberg, but he was the only one who did it, but I think I've seen other people do it also.
Yeah. Okay, Rosa. I think we'll stop here. I think it was a nice, we couldn't do everything, but I think it was a nice chazara that we did. And as Ezra Shem, we'll go, I guess, with the next packet tomorrow, packet Lachas. And then we have to have Hanukkah shir. Also, I told you I made a Hanukkah shir on Tzitzis and Hanukkah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. The 9:40?
Oh, yeah. So tomorrow's early because I have to give a shir in Great Neck as a show. So so we'll start. Should we start 9:40? We do that 9:40? Yeah, we'll meet here. Remember, Maariv, 9:40. Doesn't conflict with Maariv or anything.
No, I have later Maariv.
Oh, okay. There are a lot of Maarivs in Har Nof.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Well, I told you, Rabbi Bobby told me that he has issues with Tzchiras Rishus, but in Har Nof he feels that the Tzchiras Rishus is good because it's all from Yid.
Now.
Yeah.
The neighborhood was designed, it wasn't that way.
Because for the non from the question of has the Skiris Rishus, and then the question is, who do you do Skiris Rishus with? But he said, Har Nof is good.
But there are Filipinos, but they don't live in their own apartment.
They don't live there.
They live there with their.
With their who the aides. Yeah. Okay. Well, everyone should have a good day. And,
Well,
Peanut? What Peanut?